Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kay. I'm a member of VI Talk. I have been for a little while now, and I am here to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of getting my own place. If you remember, a few months ago I did an introduction and I said that I was going to be doing a series about getting your own place from my perspective. Everyone's experiences are totally different, which I completely understand, but I thought I would give you a little bit of insight into what happened in terms of me getting my own property. And I will be talking about, in the coming weeks, applying for housing and moving in. Also, everyday aspects of my life, i.e. cooking, cleaning, shopping, and all of that kind of thing. So I hope you enjoy what I have to offer. I've been a member of VI Talk for a little while now. I'm a member of the Facebook group as well. So nice to be speaking to everybody today on, I think it's around the 7th of November, 2015. The advantages and disadvantages of getting my own place. Well, before I go into that, I'll let you into a bit of an insight as to what led me to get my own place. I was in a relationship with a man who lived in Nottingham, and we moved in together. Unfortunately, the relationship broke down, and I decided that I would like to stay in the city of Nottingham, as I'd already started volunteering at the local society for the blind, and I wanted to continue my work there. I volunteer there as a receptionist. I answer the phones, answer the door, take messages, all that kind of stuff. And I also volunteer in terms of helping with mail out. So I stuff envelopes, make sure that they go to the right place, stamp them. So I'd already started that up. Also, I'd joined several committees around Nottingham as well, and I didn't want to leave those. So I always knew that getting my own place was a big goal of mine, but it takes a little while to do that. So in order to stay in the city, I moved in with two friends of mine for about a year and a bit, I think it was. We were three ladies living in a one-bedroom flat, which, as you can understand, is rather crowded, or was rather crowded. And I realised that now was the time to start to look for my own place, which I did around 2009. I started to look for my own flat, which I now have been in quite happily for the past 5 years. The advantages of getting my own place. Well, there are several of these. The first thing is independence, total independence. I live quite far away from my family. My family live in a town called Bedford, which is about an hour and a quarter away from here, so I don't live anywhere near my family. I can come and go as I please. I can do what I want exactly when I want. I can go to bed when I like. I'm never told to turn my music down or anything like that by my parents. I'm free to eat when I like, because if you live with your family, you can often be hindered by the time they eat their food. With my family, bless them, it was always around 5 o'clock in the evening, and at that time I wasn't particularly that hungry, so you can certainly eat when you like and you just have a lot more freedom. And also, being totally blind like I am, I've learned to cope with various situations on my own. I cook myself. I'm not a fantastic cook, not by any means. I would like to expand on that, but not necessarily a great cook, but I'm getting there. So those are some of the advantages of getting my own place. Just purely from an independence level, more freedom. I can have people to stay when I like. It's just really, really good. I just would not change it for the world. The disadvantages of getting my own place. Well, there are a few of those. Sometimes it can be quite lonely because I do live on my own. So loneliness can play a huge, huge part in that. I'm lucky in that I can go on the internet. I'm very big into Twitter. I use that quite a lot. I use Facebook. I use WhatsApp as well, so I have plenty of communication with my friends and family, which is a good thing. So a disadvantage is you can be lonely. Another disadvantage is living away from my family, because if I ever get stuck with something, i.e. something with cooking, something with spilling liquid everywhere, something just in terms of something breaking in the flat, a light bulb going, not that I use lights very often, but if someone comes to visit and they need a light and the light bulb goes, just general DIY things that can go wrong in my flat, I'm quite at a disadvantage because I live far away from them. So it's not very easy for them to come and fix. I also have problems with reading my own mail. So if a print letter comes through the door, I can't read that very independently on my own. I have to take it to my mum's house so that she can read my mail. I know there are several apps out there like KNFB Reader and things like that, but I'm not very good at taking photos. So again, that's a bit of a challenge for me. Practice makes perfect, it certainly does. And maybe it is something that I do need to practice with, but I'm just being totally honest in what I say here, that sometimes reading mail can be a bit hard. Also, another disadvantage is food shopping. I love to go to a supermarket and smell all the different kinds of smells, like the bread and the cakes and all that kind of stuff, but it is a bit difficult, again, going on my own. Sometimes you can get assistance in most supermarkets, but I've had situations where I've gone to a supermarket in particular and to get some milk or whatever I needed, and I've turned up at the customer services desk and they've said to me, we need 24 hours notice before we can assist you, and there's currently nobody available. So really, that's absolutely terrible if somebody's run out of a pint of milk and they need some and the supermarket refuses to assist them. I think that's absolutely disgusting. So again, that can prove problematic, but I do shop online. There are workarounds, definitely. I've learned to shop quite independently online, which is a topic I'll go into at some other point. But those are just some of the advantages and disadvantages for me personally in having my own place. And to be honest, for me, the advantages way outweigh the disadvantages. I really, really wouldn't change it. I love living here. I would, love living here. Love the independence, love the freedom. Would I go back to living with my family? Bless them. I know they've done their absolute best by me and I would never criticise them. But no, I wouldn't go back to live with them permanently. I'm 31 years old and I'm an adult. And the way I see it is, there's no going back, the only way is forward. So if this has helped anybody, then that's absolutely fantastic. If you'd like to comment on anything I've said, you can email me. My email address is kkay_dear@live.co.uk. I'm on Twitter, follow me if you like. I go by the username kitty_cat84. I'll spell that, it's kitty_cat84. So you can follow me on Twitter and leave a comment that way. And I'm sure this will get posted to Facebook, so feel free to leave a comment there as well. Also, if there's anything you'd like me to talk about, I really don't mind. Absolutely not. You can also make suggestions that way as well. Hope you've enjoyed what I've had to say and found it informative. And I will see you next time when I'll be talking about applying for housing. Speak soon.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.